Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. New Year's is always an opportunity for looking back and looking forward. Looking back on the year that was, thinking about all the successes and failures, the blessings and maybe things that were disappointments or struggles. And then at the same time, looking forward at all those same things as well. Potential blessings for the future. Maybe blessings we even expect and hope for. Maybe also things that we're nervous about, worried about, things that we will be praying to God for to lead us through in this next coming year. New Year's Eve is always a time of looking back and looking forward. And we know that the next year will be filled with both blessings and difficulties because that's what this life on earth always looks like. But though we don't know what the future will hold, we always have the confidence that God will be with us through it all. And this is exactly the message that St. Paul had for us in Romans chapter 8 that we just read previously. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things? If God is for us, who can be against us? True for 2025, true for 2026, true for all time. And that's the message that our text has for us today from Romans chapter 8. This new year and for all time, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. This new year and for all time, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. First of all, we have this confidence because of all that Christ has done for us in giving us the forgiveness of sins, in calling you righteous before our Heavenly Father. This is what St. Paul says in Romans chapter 8. Who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. So when we look back at 2025 and the past years of all of our lives, we know that these years are full of sin because that's what this world is filled with. Sin all around us, sin within us, and sin within us that comes out, affects other people, harms other people. And we know that this happens to us each and every day. All have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. And just like St. Paul says in Romans chapter 7, this sin is going to continue even in the life of the Christian until the day we die. Like St. Paul says in Romans chapter 7, I know what I ought to do, but the good that I want to do, I do not do, but the evil I do not want to do, that is what I keep on doing. This struggle with sin is going to continue throughout our entire lives until we are taken home to be with Jesus forever in heaven. And since we will continue to sin as long as we still live in this world, that means we must daily repent, say that we're sorry for our sins, turn to God once again, and receive forgiveness. This isn't something that just happens once. This is something that happens again and again, day after day, until the day where we go see Jesus in heaven ourselves. Daily contrition and repentance. Daily saying we're sorry for our sins and receiving that forgiveness. But when we recognize these sins and when we turn to Jesus, we have the glorious promise that our sins are forgiven. So much so that St. Paul puts it this way. Who is to condemn? Who can condemn you any longer? Christ Jesus is the one who justifies. As St. Paul says at the beginning of Romans chapter 8, there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. So when you look at the past year, And maybe there are things that legitimately bother you that you did. Things that weigh you down, guilt that continues to weigh you down. You can have the full confidence that because Christ has shed his blood for you, because he has died in your place, those sins are washed away. That guilt is atoned for. And because Christ has done this for you, your sins are as far away from you as the east is from the west. This is the promise that you have for those things you have done in the past. This is the promise that you have for those things that you will do in this next calendar year and every year after that until we go to heaven. That's the promise that Christ has for you. So when Satan tries to whisper in your ear, trying to make you feel guilty for these things, throwing them back in your face over and over, and saying to you, look, you've done such terrible things, God couldn't possibly love you. You think Jesus would really forgive that? You come back with the words of St. Paul. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. When Satan comes accusing, you send him running with the words of Scripture, that there is truly forgiveness for everyone who calls upon the name of Jesus. Though we are in ourselves wretched sinners who indeed deserve only punishment, when we look to Christ, we receive the forgiveness of our sins each and every day. And this word of gospel, this word of promise, destroys every accusation of the devil. What else does Christ's promise mean for us in this new year? It means that in Christ, because of what he has done, you have life forever in him. To repeat the passage that we just read, who shall bring any charge against God's elect? It is God who justifies. Who is to condemn? Christ Jesus is the one who died, more than that, who was raised, who is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. We have the promise that Christ is risen and you shall arise in him. Because he has passed through death into life forevermore, you have the promise that all who are in him, all who believe in him, all who are joined to him in holy baptism, you will rise with him as well. Death no longer has any dominion over you, but you live forever with Christ. And then what else did St. Paul say there? Jesus was raised, and he is at the right hand of God, who indeed is interceding for us. So Jesus, your brother, according to the flesh, this is the mystery of Christmas that we've been talking about, that Jesus actually takes on our very human flesh. So someone that shares your human flesh sits at the right hand of the throne of God, sits at the right hand of the throne of God and controls all things for you and for your good. And then more than that, what did it say? He's interceding for you. Do you ever think about that? That what is Jesus doing right now? He's controlling all things, and he's praying for you. The one who said that he knows every hair on your head, the one who said that he knows every little thing that you need, and the one who has promised and invited you to pray to him because he loves to hear it, he says that he's praying for you as well. He's interceding for you to the Father with every little thing that you need. Everything that you need that maybe you don't even know yet, but he knows. He's praying for you. And when you keep all of this in mind, you know that nothing that this life throws at you, nothing that happened in this last calendar year, nothing that can happen in the future, nothing can separate you from Christ. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are being killed all the day long. We are regarded as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am sure that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So this is your consolation as you go into the end of this year and as you go into the next. That no matter what happens, Christ is with you through it all. Through all the blessings, all the struggles and disappointments. Any health scares, health struggles, any uncertainties about the future, God is with you through it all. And God has promised that he controls all things and that he does all things for your good. And then you have the promise that no matter what happens, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. So listen to the things that were on that list. Worst case scenario, persecution, famine, nakedness, sword, even death itself. Is that going to do anything to you? Is that going to do anything for your eternal destination? No. Whatever anybody could throw at you in this life, no matter what anybody could do to you in the body, nothing can separate you from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Because he has taken all things into himself on the cross and has passed through death into life forevermore when he rose again and ascended into heaven to sit at the right hand of the Father, you know that no matter what you suffer, no matter what you face in this life, even if it is death itself, Jesus will bring you through it. And Jesus will raise you up on the last day and bring you to be with himself in the kingdom of heaven forever. So no matter what happened this year, no matter what is yet to happen, no matter what will happen in the next year and in the time to come after that, if God is for us, who can be against us? Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.